Blog Talk Radio.
At Farmers, we make you smarter about your insurance because what you don't know can hurt you. What if you didn't know that taking pictures of your belongings helps when you have a claim?
Nine.
Or that Farmers offers a policy that'll replace your car with a new one if it's totaled within the first two model years. And that parking near a street lamp deters thieves. The more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Talk to Farmers and get smarter about your insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum, bum.
Thursday. It's me, your girl E, and this is Strictly Business with E. Davis. You're on the air from Logos. Dial 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. We are brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So I am extremely excited for tonight's show because it is a special show for me personally. It is my 1-year anniversary with O&E Dynasty. So I just want to thank my fellow hosts, my brothers and sisters, and you listeners for just making this opportunity available to me. Also, our mother and father's favorite producer, the incredible, the talented Ngozi. He has not only encouraged me, but motivated me and showed me much support. So we are celebrating my anniversary, and we have a special guest on tonight. So tonight's show, because this is a business segment show, we will be discussing the concept of starting, owning, and maintaining your business. We went through all types of business ideas and categories and social medias. We talked Black Wall Street. We talked to successful businessmen and women. But we really did not talk about how to start your own business. We may have threw out some ideas here and there, some facts, but to really start your own business, and it really comes with a passion. What is your passion? What are you good at? There's people that are good at baking, so they have a baking company. They bake cookies, cupcakes, cakes. There's people that are good at administration, so they start a secretarial service. There are people that are good at driving, so they become, not only are they don't do the Ubers themselves, but they have their own car services. So when you think of starting your own business, what is your passion? I have a friend that's a pet enthusiast, so she wants to start her own a dog grooming company. She has birds, she has cats, she loves animals. When you start your own business, you want to make sure you are prepared thoroughly before starting your own business. I mean, that's a given fact. But you also have to realize that things will always go awry. So you can definitely expect a lot of hiccups, a lot of going into walls, a lot of discord. To run a successful business, you have to adapt to changing situations. For example, we just came out of a pandemic. Those that started a business prior to the pandemic, the next thing you know, the world is shut down. So it's like, how do I get the business out there? How do I get the neurotic out there? So you have to adapt to changes. You want to refine your idea. If you're thinking of starting a business, you're likely already have an idea of what you want to sell if you're selling online or at least market. Do a quick search on existing companies in that chosen industry. Learn what current brand leaders are doing and figure out how you could do it better. What makes your product better than the other? So if you are a baker, what makes your cookies better than Mrs. Fields? Okay. You want to define your why. What is the purpose of starting your business? Are you sick of working 9 to 5 or you want to work for yourself? I've known people that started their own clothing line because they couldn't find clothes in their size. They said, you know what, I'm not going to go to Macy's or other clothing retailers because I can't find it in my size. So I'm going to start my own clothing line. You want to consider franchising. Another option is to open a franchise of an already established company such as Subway. The concept brand following and brand model are already in place. So all you need to do is a good location, and that means to fund your operation. Brainstorm the name of your business. A name is very catchy. The name of my publishing company is called Writer's Block. Of course, Writer's Block is a play on if you're stuck with writing. But because I wanted to play on that name, hence the company is called Writer's Block Publishing. Point number two, you want a business plan. Don't just sit there and just have an idea. You want to conduct market research. You want to also conduct an exit strategy. Point number three, you want to access your finances. Starting a business has a price. So you need to determine how you're going to cover those costs. You can always read Damian John, the founder of FUBU. He's on Shark Tank. You can always read The Power of Broke. It is a great book. He teaches you how to start a business if you don't have money. But you do need some money. Even if it's $100, $50, you need a little bit of money. But if you are scraping pennies and you believe in your business, read his book. It could definitely help and encourage you. You want to consider the fixed cost divided by the average price minus the variable cost. and that will equal a break-even point. Every entrepreneur should use this formula as a tool because it informs you about the minimum performance your business must achieve to avoid losing money. You need to determine profitability. You need to ask yourself, how much revenue do I need to generate to cover all my expenses? Price and product of services. You want to ask yourself, what are the fixed rates? What are the variable costs? What's the total cost? You need to analyze data. That volumes of goods or services do you have to sell to be profitable? And you need to ask yourself, how do I reduce my overall fixed cost? You need to also watch your expenses. Don't overspend when starting a business. Understand the types of purchases that make sense for your business and avoid overspending on fancy equipment that won't help you reach your business goals. So when I started my publishing company, I started with a small laptop. I didn't have the bells and whistles of a printer or a computer, but I had a laptop, and that's what I used. And then once my business grew, I was able to buy the equipment that was needed, but I refused to buy the bells and whistles if it's not in the budget. Okay, you want to also consider your funding options, such as business loans, business grants, investors, and crowdfunding. Tip number 4, determine your legal business structure. Are you a sole proprietor? If you own the business entirely by yourself and plan to be responsible for all debt and obligations, you can register for a sole proprietor. Are you in a partnership? A business partnership is simple and implies. It means that two or more people are responsible and they are liable as business owner. Or are you a corporation? Or are you an LLC? One of the most common structures for small businesses is the limited liability company. This hybrid structure has the legal protections of a corporation while allowing the tax benefits of a partnership. Tip number 5, register with the government and IRS. That's doing the DBA, which is doing a business as, your employee identification number, your EIN, your income tax forms, federal, state, and local licenses and permits. We don't need Barbecue Becky or Permit Patty coming to ruin our businesses. Purchase an insurance policy. It might slip your mind it's something that you'll get around to eventually. By purchasing the right insurance for your business, it is an important step to take. It's an important step to take before you officially launch. You want to build a team. If your team can be your spouse, your children, this is your team. Unless you're planning to be your only employee, you're going to need to recruit and hire a team to get your company off the ground. Your product is built by people. Identifying your founding team, understanding what gaps exist. Next, you want to choose your vendors. Also, you want to brand yourself and advertise. Company website, social media, CRM, of course, a logo. So, and then to grow your business, your launch and first sales are the only the beginning of your task as an entrepreneur. To make a profit and stay afloat, you always need to grow your business. It's going to take time and effort, but you will get out of your business what you put into it. You have to work 9 to 5. You have to look at it as a job. If you have a 9 to 5 job and you come home from work and you work your business, then technically you have a second job, which is your business. You need to work a limited amount of time, a couple hours, maybe throughout the night, to build your business, whether you're researching, whether you're marketing, whether you're making phone calls. So tonight, our guest is an entrepreneur. I met her a few months ago on social media. She is a beautiful, spirited person. Sharon Yvette Thompson, CEO of New Heights Creative LLC, is a business coach and has a 20-year combination of corporate sales and corporate experience. Her passion is mentoring professionals and artists to discover, build, or expand businesses by leveraging underused talents. So before we bring her on, we have a track.
Quick Mile with Saul. Quick Mile with Saul.
Strictly Business with E. Davis. We are on the air live all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And before we was jamming to Midnight Star, we have a special guest, Sharon Yvette Thompson. She is CEO of New Heights. So New Heights Creative offers website critiques and makeovers, fresh web content, and custom funeral funeral scripts, sorry, email series and newsletters, digital marketing and video sales, letters, Google and social media ads, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, introducing Sharon Yvette Thompson. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening?
I am super excited to be here, and it is an absolute honor to be here with you, and thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity to sit here and chop it up with you. Thanks.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I locked you in a month ago. I said, wait a minute. I see you. I see you on Facebook. I see you doing your thing, and I see your coaching. I said, you know what? I want to celebrate my anniversary with the show, with somebody that knows what they're talking about, that has the experience, that can encourage those to start, own, and maintain their business. I'm a big believer in not working for the man. I get it if you got to work to pay the bills, keep that steady check coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have to, if you can make that hustle into a gold mine, I will – Listen, I have one good friend of mine. She was throwing some ideas at me. She makes the hair oils for your hair, the natural oils, the coconut, the argyle oils, you know, the not argyle oil, the jojoba oils, all of that. And I said, girl, give me 20 minutes. I'll have you a name, a logo, and a website.
All right.
If it's something you're trying to do, you know what I mean? And she laughed, and she said – He said, not yet, but I said, all I need is 20 minutes, and I'll have you up and running. So I'm a firm believer.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for joining. So tell us just a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what led you to start your own business? Just the concept of not the business that you're in, but what was the light bulb that, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself?
My light bulb moment was probably when I was 13 years old and I wanted to be a business owner. I had this concept of being an entrepreneur before I even knew what it was or what it meant. So it was sort of something that was born in me and developed over the years as I got older and began to learn a little bit more about business and be in the business world a little bit. So that's where it really started. But I'm from New York. I worked in corporate America for, oh my goodness, it's been 20 years. I have 20 years corporate experience, but I worked in big companies, Citigroup, Bank of America, Aon Risk Services, the corporation, and MetLife Real Estate. So those are some of the companies that I've worked for.
Wow. See, that's deep because you know what? I didn't realize even for myself as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always knew that I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be an author. But
yeah.
I come from a family of hustlers. My uncle was a photographer, but he had a 9-to-5 job. My
uh-huh.
other uncle was a, he was a jitney driver. So what he did was he made jitney his occupation. And then my grandfather was a jitney driver. I have another uncle that played. He was a musician. So I come from a line of hustlers. However, when my daughter was maybe 2 or 3, I picked up crocheting because I
mm-hmm.
couldn't afford food. So I said, well, you know, if I can make a scarf, I could buy food. And then once I was making scarves, I was making blankets. And then I couldn't afford sweaters, long sleeves, shirts while she was in school. So I was making the fancy ponchos with the fur and the fringes and stuff like that. So there was, you know, as mentioned, you had to discover your why. This is why I started this. But as a writer, when I really just sat down, you know what, I'm going to really focus on my writing. And the publishing companies was like, well, we're not looking for this type of genre, you know, all the bells, all the, you know, the sad stories, the rejection stories. That's when I said, I'm going to start my own company. And that's when my business was born. So that's something that you and I have in common. It was kind of in us to do it ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Very early on. But as I got older, fast forward to around the mid 2000s, that's when I really started delving into the entrepreneurial side of myself as an adult with writing. So I learned how to do copywriting. I started an online gift shop while I was working, and I did all of these things while I was working full time, and it began to blossom and grow over the years, and I just kept with it and opened up New Heights Creative around 2015. So that's when I opened the doors for that, and then later wanted to expand and started planning on expanding the coaching, business coaching portion of that, of my company. And that's where we are today.
Now, what exactly led to New Heights? What was to say, you know what, I know how to do this, so I'm going to make it a business? Or did somebody just kind of whisper something in your ear and say, why don't you make this a business?
That started with a college professor when he said to me, Sharon, you are a really good writer. And at that time, I didn't know that he was also a writer and not just an English professor. So, you know, we kind of had that discussion prior to me really getting into writing. So he sort of planted that seed about the writing portion of my talents. So I did some hustling on the side. You know, you mentioned that you come from a family of hustlers. So I did some hustling right from my desk at work at Citigroup. And I used to write for people, and I did some sales writing. I learned how to do copywriting. I really got into different types of writing. And from there, that's when I started. I wanted to have my own business and make it official around 2015. So that was years of just kind of hustling on the side, and I just wanted to make it legitimate.
Okay, so basically you were doing your research on how to do this and how to do that.
Yes.
And once you learned how to do it, you was like, I'm about to put my stamp on this. And people are going
That's
to start.
Right.
Okay. So one
that
of the things
right.
With starting a business is you need to know your product. Because if you didn't know copywriting, then you would have to send them to somebody else. And that other, I mean, you definitely want to help small businesses, but that business is going to get the money and not you.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
I did the copywriting for, you know, I wrote all my own material for my website and the promotions that I did for my online gift shop back in the mid-2000s. So.
Oh, wow.
Once I got my feet wet, that was it.
I know, that's right.
I just
All right.
stuck with it through the ups and downs, and I never gave up because my why was huge.
Well, you said you never
yep.
gave up. The why was huge. So after this track, I want to talk about the concept of a why. And then, okay, we'll be right back after this track.
Okay.
Would someone please hang that phone up? Operate on me, baby girl, goodbye. Baby girl, on me.
this is an emergency. Hey, Big Brother,
I love it.
Do you remember back in the day when you know you'll be on the phone or your parents are on the phone and there was no call waiting and somebody would call the operator to break into the line. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Man, like, excuse me, there's a call from their prison house right now. Will you accept the call? Is this an emergency?
Oh, I'll be like, oh, man, you never said, this is an emergency. Oh, wait, or don't forget, you know, when Bobby Brown said, Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. You know what I mean? So,
yes, indeed.
That's how it is. Like, no, I need some help. He played the tune today. That's all right. He do this to me every time, and I got to stay focused. So, I think he's, you know, I think he's messing with me on purpose. I don't know. We'll see. But we are... this is Strictly Business with E. Davis. We are on the air live, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, O&E Dynasty, Beverly Nation. And we have Sharon Yvette Thompson, the CEO of New Heights Creative LLC. And she was saying the power behind her why. So how do we motivate those that, because I've talked to numerous of men and women, they have a why, they have a reason, but they won't execute it. It's always, oh, well, I want to wait to this point in my life, or I want to make sure that this is set up. And that's the biggest excuse that I hear. I want to wait till my kids are out of school before I start my own business. When it's like, but the opportunity is literally right in front of you. All you have to do is pick it up and grab it. How do you push the why into action?
That why has to be something that hurts, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know of a better way to put it, but if that why doesn't hurt, the mere thought of not being able to obtain it, not being able to achieve the end goal of whatever it is you want to do, if it's not something that puts fear in you to not achieve that, then you won't. There's nothing in front of you that will make you do it. If somebody's not doing something about their situation, you know, although it's right in front of them, all of the resources, the people, the money, you know, the places, everything, then they're not going to do it. They won't do it because it doesn't hurt. It's not something that they fear of not achieving, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
It hurts. Like
that
your
makes...
children.
Mm-hmm.
For someone who has children, the mere thought of not being able to create a legacy for them, for your children, if that doesn't hurt you, if that doesn't put fear in you, then there's nothing you'll do. There's nothing that you'll do to make that why big enough. You can't force it.
Oh, wow. So you're not even motivated. Wow. Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Wow. So we do have a caller in queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're from. Caller.
All right, call you there. Okay, you know they got shy, y'all. Now we go back to the rest of the programming.
Okay, so once they say, "Well, I want to start a business," mm-hmm. what are the how would you encourage someone to actually start it? So if I came to you and said, "I want to start a clothing line. I know how to sew. I can't find clothes in my size." And the clothes that I do find in my size, the retailers want too much money. How would you encourage somebody to start their own company once they get past the why, once they get past the hurt?
I would encourage them to really look inside themselves and see what sort of resources or things that they may need to change about themselves or change within their mindset to get them to put some motivation behind that why,
mm-hmm.
so that they can see the opportunities, they can see the resources, they can align themselves with mentors with you know, people and so forth, and sort of get the wheels in motion.
Okay, no, that's such good information. My brother has his own business, and when I started pushing, because I'm also an author, when I started pushing my books, because I'm an independent author, so I'm not under a major publishing company. So as an independent author, you definitely got to hustle. You got to put the books in the trunk of your car, and then your tote bag or on the wall, you know what I mean? But my brother, he saw the drive, and what he did was he gave me a lot of business-minded books to read.
Yeah.
And my brother, he's very, he's in and out. He's not one for waste of time. He says, what are you doing? If this is what you want to do, then what are your goals? Okay. And he's a big business-minded person. So he gave me, you know, several books to read. And then when I read them, I went to him. I said, I read this book. I read that book. He'll ask me, what did you get out of it? What did you learn out of it? Because I'm not just reading it just to be reading it, you know, a fiction book. It was actually a book that was teaching you lessons, from financial lessons to business strategy lessons and things like that. So that's something that I personally tell people when they want to start your own business. Start looking into other self-employed entrepreneurs, and also you have to read. Reading, like, yeah. The risk of sounding, you know, silly, reading is so fundamental, because there are definitely success stories on people starting their company, having some failing moments and how they can climb out of that. That can motivate you, that can help you avoid that concept, and you go straight in, or show you what to do, you know, if you happen to, you know, hit a wall. You know what I mean? So
yes.
The motivation is definitely the key. What mistakes have you seen the people done with your business as a coach? Because you do the website critiques and makeovers and things like that. If you look at somebody's website and I say, yeah, I have a website, here's my website, what mistakes do they normally, like, I guess the question is, what mistakes do you see often? And so that way, when people do start their own website and their business, they can avoid that.
As far as a website, when it comes to marketing for someone's coaching business or any other type of business, we're in an age now where we're kind of gleaning away from the old-fashioned websites and the way that we used to have them. The website has now become more like a brochure to kind of, or business cards. It's like the new brochure or the new business card. So what people will want to do when it comes to setting up a coaching business or any other type of business with the website is put out just enough information to kind of give someone the gist of what they're doing and create like funnels or landing pages and so forth to really focus in on what they want someone to do and the end goal of whatever it is they're trying to accomplish, especially with products. So you want to kind
okay.
of build offers around a certain product or a service and compartmentalize when necessary. And that's like where we're going with the new websites and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
we have a
try. That's how you want to kind of look at it.
I'm sorry, say it again.
That's sort of how you want to kind of look at it. So, you know, I would want to help bring people up to date with the way we're doing things now with website and making them more like that.
Okay. We're going to talk more about the website after this track.
Okay.
curious. All right, big brother. Oh, you got one more time. You got one more time to get me distracted. You got one more time. Y'all know
it.
I can't sing. Listen, y'all know I can't sing. I'll be on here messing up the song. All right, we have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Good evening. This is Jarek, 61 Thomas with a little tea time. How are y'all this evening?
How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Sister E. Davis. How are you to you and your wonderful guest this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you for asking.
All right. I have a question. I am a new business owner as of March 22nd, 2021.
Wait a minute. March what?
22nd.
Okay. March is a good month, brother.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I LLC'd my business. I am a four-time self-published author, and I am now teaching people how to publish their own books online. What advice would you give to a new business owner? Because I've only been running my business now, I want to say unofficially for the last 7 months, officially since March.
Okay. Congratulations on your business, first of all. I own my own publishing company, Writer's Block Publishing, LLC. I am a author myself. I just published and released my eighth book, May of 2021, The Resurrection of Phoenix Black. All of our books are available on Amazon and Kindle. The advice I would give to you, and I'll say this personally, is make your new clients fill out a questionnaire on the seriousness of writing and being an author. Let me see, 4 or 5 clients of mine last year, they saw the glamour, but they didn't want to do the work. And I lost money. And I said, you know what? Never again. So I sat down. My cousin is a business analyst. I sat down with my husband. He has his own company. And we went over contracts and we established a questionnaire. I do not give a contract until a new writer fills out a questionnaire. I do not move forward. You can look online on questionnaires on writing because they have to be serious because more likely they are considered to be an independent author, which means that nobody knows who they are. So they have to push, they have to work, they have to market, they have to hustle, they have to get their name out, and as well as you, because this is somebody who you are helping and promote, so your name is on this as well. So you definitely want to talk to them about what their goals are as far as the book is concerned, help them identify who their audience is as far as the reader, because I write like relationships and love stories. So my target is women, you know, in the 20s and 30s and things like that. So if you have writers that write about politics, you know what I mean? So they need to know who their audience is. Also, they need to know the power of social media marketing. They have to know the power of the tagging, okay, because, again, they have to get themselves. And then also on getting the reviews, because the reviews is going to get their name out there. So that's the advice I would give to you is before you talk to anyone, make sure that they fill out a questionnaire on their goals, on their sales, and what they expect to achieve, because you'll see who's serious and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sharon, do you have any advice?
My advice would be, and Miss E, she's done such a beautiful job of just outlining everything perfectly. I mean, I can just see everything she's saying right in front of me as if I'm reading from something like a PowerPoint or something that she's put together. I can visually see this. My advice would be get people, well, I can't say get people, but sort of measure people or get them to measure for themselves the, you know, how should I say it? get people to be realistic about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there up front. Okay, this is a business, and help them to establish realistic goals with what it is they want to do, because it does look fancy, it does look sexy, it does look appealing, and that's kind of like the new end thing. Oh, I'm going to start a business. But when people start rolling their sleeves up and start doing the work and realize,
mm-hmm.
oh, my goodness, this isn't as attractive or as sexy as I thought it would be.
Yep.
When that realism sets in, people will they'll cop out. Even when they do fill out that form in the very beginning. And I know what she's talking about, that questionnaire, you know, helping people disqualify themselves first. But then people need to be, you got to be realistic, because it's hard. It's hard work. It's not easy, you know. And the beautiful Miss E, she said, you know, from the beginning, it's like having a second job. And it really is. When you start out, it's like having two full-time jobs. Sometimes you put in 80 hours a week.
You got to go to work.
You got to.
One thing I even recommend any new business owner is to watch the Quincy documentary on Netflix. That's what I recommend. Anybody to watch that, watch it, study it, memorize it. Because Quincy Jones is an OG. Thank God he's still with us. And he comes from the gutter. He comes from the streets. And he saw, he learned how to play the piano. He started going to the clubs. He saw the refined men, Count Basie and Duke Ellington, and he wanted to be a part of that group. He saw somebody who he admired. But for him to be a part of that group, he had to practice. He had to practice his horns. He had to practice his piano. He had to work. He had to work all night long to make that money. Okay. And then he shifted. So from being a musician, then writing music, Frank Sinatra went and grabbed him. And then next, you know, not only is he writing music, now he's doing scores for movies. Okay. He did some numerous scores. He's doing scores for TV shows. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got albums out. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. I remember, if you're from the 90s era, remember the Quincy Jones, where he got Secret Garden with Barry White and Albie Shore and El DeBarge, you know what I mean? So he worked so hard that he ended up having aneurysm. Now, don't push yourself, but he worked. I got to make some money. So this is your job. Y'all look at it as a job. I got to work. If you got to edit a manuscript from 5 p.m. to 12 p.m., that's what you're doing. You're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you expect that money. You know what I mean? The glamour is nothing. The glamour is the reward. You got to work.
Yes.
Your reward is your paycheck. Your reward is that, you know, that vacation time on your job. You got to go to work. And that's what you do. Give them that questionnaire. You'll see how serious they are.
Yes, indeed. And never stop growing. Never stop expanding. Work on the mindset. The mindset end of it. Without having a strong mindset, a growth mindset, anything that you do, whether you're working, whether you're building a business, it's not going to grow. It's going to stop wherever you are mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So if you want the business to grow, if you want it to flourish, you want to really attract the type of customers and clientele that you desire, then the growth is something that needs to take place every day. And that's something that I emphasize up front when I'm, you know, speaking with people and prospecting and talking to people. I want to kind of know where their mindset is. Does this person have a growth mindset? Is this someone who's coachable and, you know, teachable? You know, will they be in for the long haul? Will they invest in their personal development? Never stop educating yourself. You don't have to be a master of everything, but know a little bit about different things so that you can have educated conversations when it comes to accounting or marketing or management, leadership. start and build like a mastermind of people who around you who are experts in their areas so that you won't have to be an expert at everything, but you'll be able to communicate with the people that you do business with and the alliances that you build.
And that would also help you understand who's really talking serious. So if you know digital marketing, but you need somebody to do that for you, and somebody's talking, but they don't know what they're talking about, then because you learned it, you know that they don't know what they're talking about. But if you did not learn it, and then they sit here and just talk jab to you, like, okay, you give them some money, and they didn't grow your social media information, they didn't do anything, you know what I mean? So just research. Good books to read is Gary Vaynerchuk's Crush It and Crushing It, Damian John's The Power of Broke.
Damian John is really good. I went to one of his seminars when I lived out in Chicago.
He's a beast.
That was one of the best days I've spent in my life at a seminar. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a beast. Jared, thank you so much for calling. When is your next show?
My next show is July the 13th. It will be my birthday show. I'm having a great time preparing for this next show, so I'm very excited. I want you guys to call in, 516-453-9133, and press 1 for some conversation and a little tea time with me, Jared, the Gifted One Thomas. Thank you, E. Davis, Queen Sister.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling, and we have a track.
Congratulations.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get with it. Thank you.
We are rocking. Okay, Big Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, my office is so big. If I miss a two-step one more time and kick something because you got me over here jamming, it's going to be a problem. he knows how to do it. I love him to death. He is the big brother from another mother. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. You are on the air from Logos. Call in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We are brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I am having a ball tonight. It is my O&E Dynasty birthday, so we are celebrating my birthday. We are talking about owning, starting, owning, and maintaining your business. We are getting great advice from a CEO of New Heights Creative LLC, Sharon Yvette Thompson. Before we continue, we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Mr. Merrill Bubba Knight. I'm the brother of the late, she's not late yet, but Gladys Knight. And right now I'm speaking on behalf of one of your fellow coworkers, you know, here at O&E Dynasty. His name is the Magic Man, and right now in Nashville, it came a little bit too much for Magic Man. And right now he's on a midnight train to Georgia. Is there anything that you can do to help this young man out?
What are you doing? How are you doing today, Big Brother Huni Bakate?
I'm doing my best. I tell you, you really got this business on lock. Honors to your special honored guest. And, you know, I'm definitely ready for to be successful on another level. You know, still waiting for my paperwork to come back. I don't know what's taking so long here. But as soon as it get here, I'm going to be really, really fed up in Nashville. But the good thing about it, my pen and stage name has been taken worldwide thanks to this great O&E Dynasty. You know, me, my pen and stage name, the Magic Man who wrote. So I'm enjoying what I'm hearing as far as business. And like I said many times before, I had to get up to a certain point, and you and I talked off air about how I got to be in a position to be able to invest in my business. And then, you know, I'm definitely ready to take that next step now. So want to know more about your special honored guest. How you doing tonight?
Hello there.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
what y'all
have tabled. Great. I'm enjoying what y'all tabled so far, but, you know, at the stage now, I'm still waiting. I'm in a limbo state to get the, you know, the LLC for Magic Man Haru, you know, so I can be able to, you know, take the show on the road and things like that. So I'm kind of in a limbo state. I don't know if y'all have any advice about that while I'm waiting.
So what is the status of your holdup?
Based on what I'm saying, you know, because I contacted and they was like, well, you know, it's in the government hands, whoever's in charge for granting me my certificates and all that kind of stuff like that. We're just going through a waiting period. The only thing that they told me, you know, right now is a lot of people is seeking to get in business for themselves. And that's kind of remind me a lot of what our producer, Hall of Fame producer, had mentioned, that some people took advantage in taking this period of time to go in business for themselves, and then you got other people who just took the money and just blew it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So right now they're kind of backed up. And I also know that because some people was very, very foolish claiming that they had a business, but they really didn't. So, you know, when people like me come along later after this pandemic, you know, so right now, they're telling me everything is kind of backed up right now. It's in their hands, so we got to wait for them and then send it back. And then, you know, right now I'm just in a limbo state, you know, trying not to get frustrated.
Okay, I understand that. That can definitely be frustrating. That can even feel discouraging. I do know that with the pandemic, a lot of things are on pause because there's a lot of businesses being started, especially mm-hmm. since the pandemic, because a lot of jobs were forced to shut down. A lot of jobs were forced to lay people off. A lot of jobs were forced to even terminate people. So then what they did was they said, okay, you know, instead of feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to start my own company. And what you just want to do is you definitely want to follow up within your state. You want to call and say, you know what, I'm calling to check the status of I applied for my business, whatever the documents that you needed to be an official, you just want to call in to confirm. If they say it's on hold, it's on pause, you just want to follow up and say, what's the turnaround time frame? They should not tell you, well, we don't know. They should say within the next 2 months, next 3 months, next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks, because each state is different. So you just definitely just want to follow up with them and just see what the time frame is. But keep pushing yourself. Keep pushing who you are and your business. Sharon, do you have any advice?
Wow.
Let me ask you this, and that's great advice, to not give up and to keep pushing and getting that information. I agree with you 100%. Ms. E, let me ask you this, sir. What is your name again, sir? I don't want to mess it up.
That's okay. My Penny Stage name is the Magic Man Haru.
Okay. Mr. Magic Man. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't want you to confuse me with the guy that's going to pull a rabbit out of a hat. I'm not that type of magic. From what I've been told that my words in sound therapy is magical in one of the sense, you know.
All right.
So,
now, I love
it is
that.
What it is. Yeah.
How long has it been since you applied for your LLC?
Oh, wow, that's a very good question. Right now, I'm going to say it's been about 6 weeks now. It's been
about
6 weeks. Yeah.
And did you apply yourself, or did you have someone to help you with that?
You know, right now I'm kicking myself with a steel-toed baby shoe. I didn't contact Ms. E. Davis and a couple of other people that know about it. So I went through
mm-hmm.
a third-party LegalZoom. I've been hearing a lot about them, and trust
me. Oh, man, no.
You know,
okay.
I've been kicking myself ever since. But, hey, you know, that's one of the errors. I'm man enough to admit that, you know, I took a chance, and this is where I'm at right now. So,
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Okay, let me see. Okay, this is what I would do. This is me personally, Big Brother. I would cancel with LegalZoom, cancel everything. See how far they are in the process, cancel it. Go to irs.gov and apply for your EIN number. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then call your state. If you might have to Google the actual number, but call your state to where you need to apply for your LLC, because you can do that yourself.
Yes, you can. I also know of a company, if you need help and you don't want to, you know, do it yourself because you don't want to get caught up in red tape again, you know, and I think it is a good idea to, you know, get these things going yourself, because as much as you can, especially in the beginning stages of starting a business. But I do know of a company that I've worked with that got me up and running quickly, and they set up everything for me. I let them know what I did. They consulted with me, and it didn't cost much. It cost like maybe, oh, my gosh. That's how I started up my LLC back in 2015, and I think it came out to maybe $100 or something like that. They helped me with the EIN. They helped me get it registered and everything.
Wow. Well, thank you much.
I mean, if that is a route that you want to go to get some, try someone else.
I definitely got to do something right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, for whatever time that I have here. You best believe I'm going to be spending it to not just, you know, offer sound therapy and sound healing, you know, worldwide or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it is what it is. But thank you sound advice from you, special honored guest, as well as you, Ms. E.
Well,
Davis,
Big Brother Hooney, stay on the line. Stay on the line, Big Brother Hooney, because you are an international internet radio hall of fame broadcaster. So what we want to do is want to give you some more information, but we do have a track, but stay on the line, and we'll give you some more information after this track.
Without him in mind.
We are, oh man, this is a great show. Strictly Business with E. Davis. You're on the air from Logos. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We're brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We have Sharon Yvette Thompson, CEO of New Heights Creative LLC. Also on the line, we have the Hall of Famer, the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, broadcasting Anshari Huni Bakatun. He's on the line. He's going to get some important information on getting that business started. I have a message for you, Brother Huni. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Don't mess with Big Brother O. That's the message. Y'all two, I might have to split you boys up because y'all don't know how to play nice. I mean, you guys are the funniest, I'm telling you. But Sharon, if you wouldn't mind giving our brother Huni Bakatun the information that you just shared with me on getting his LLC.
Okay. The brother, do you have a pen? I have the website, and I've been working with them since 2015, so I'm quite confident with them. You have a pen handy?
Yes.
Okay. The name of the website is mycompanyworks.com.
Okay. Mycompanyworks.com.
Yes.
And I just messaged you that information as well, Big Brother. That way, you know, you'll have it just for your records as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, you know how Huni Bakatun plays, right? You know you loved last night, don't you, Huni Bakatun? You know you love her, right?
Hey, yes, sir, I did. You know, and I give thanks to you for, you know, granting me my opening song. Trust me, it speaks a lot about, you know, it really set the stage. I never, ever forget that, you know, for the many different advancements that I actually gave. So, you know, that's the reason why that you became the producer class of 21 for this year as producer, and as well as you've been my DJ, Honeybee, for over 4 years and counting. You know, I just want to say to you, in the words of Gladys Knight, and yes, I do love her, you're number one in my book.
First of all, this man right here, ladies, has accomplished well. This man has been recognized by the international world as a champion. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. The two-time winner of the Anna Waddell Award. That is the greatest thing we can have in Orny Dynasty, guys. Host of the year. The wonderful Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. I'm gone, y'all.
Man, I love y'all. Y'all beautiful sisters. I want to say one thing to the listening audience as well as when it's archived. One of the best things that ever happened, you know, of course, we'll talk off air about certain things that happened to me personally, but don't take it personal when you lose that just over broke, because that's exactly what it is. And it creates one of the best opportunities that we could ever have, trust me. It puts us in a position. And whenever we as instruments and children of the Most High, first, you know, born children of Mother Nature and Father Time, when we call things into existence because we have that power, not like the white power structure that try to keep us from that type of knowledge, right? When we call things into existence, take this opportunity to do something for ourselves and each other. You know, so trust me, I'm not worried. And I know that the last attribute to master, the 99th attribute, is the school of patience. So trust me, you know, I'm there. And with y'all assistance, like y'all gave me tonight, you know, I'm more encouraged than I was before the call. So thank you so much, okay?
We're definitely glad that we can encourage you, Big Brother Huni. Thank you so much for calling in. And you know, this is on a personal level. Anytime you need assistance, you know how to contact me. Because you are family, I'd be happy to assist you any way that I can. All right, well, we have some final thoughts. First and foremost, we just want to just give a special thank you to Sharon Yvette Thompson, CEO of New Heights Creative LLC. First of all, I just want to thank you for having your why. That's one. Thank you for moving forward with your why. A lot of people have the why, but they don't move forward. Thank you for taking the time out of your Thursday evening to celebrate my one-year anniversary with Oni Dynasty and giving some powerful, extremely powerful business tips to those that want to start a business but don't know what to do. They started a business and just don't know how to maintain it. You know what I mean? They have the LLC. Mm-hmm. They have maybe a couple pieces or items of inventory, but just don't know what to do. Thank you so mm-hmm. much, because we can contact you, and we know that you will give the best advice possible. I've personally witnessed you. You are a woman of great integrity, and I'm so proud to call you my friend. If you wouldn't mind just giving us your Facebook information and your website so our listeners can get in contact with you.
Yes. My Facebook information, well, I have a Facebook group called New Heights Success Circle, so you can find mm-hmm. that on Facebook. You can also find me by my name, Sharon Yvette, Yvette Thompson, and that's all three names put together. My name is pretty common, so if you put Yvette in the middle, then I'll pop up. I'm the only one there. And that's on Facebook. The name of my website is newheightscreative.com, and that's NUHEIGHT, creative.com. And that's how you can find me. That's where I am mostly on Facebook and inside of my group and coaching. And I will be expanding, though, because the business is growing. It's really taking up a lot of time. The growth that I'm experiencing now is pretty phenomenal, and I'm very excited and willing to share as much as I possibly can with helping people. My why surpasses me. It's definitely much bigger than anything I could ever imagine or want for myself, because, you know, it's not all about me. You know, I'm here to help as many people as I possibly can, and I'm passionate about helping people. And Ebony, Miss E, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this wonderful opportunity that you've given me to be a part of your show this evening, to be a guest here. And congratulations, many, many thanks for all of the wonderful things that you have done. And I've only known you for a short period of time, but I can only imagine how many people you have touched throughout your business career, and all of the wonderful people, all of the people that I know that you're going to touch moving forward. And thank you. Thank you in advance for all of the wonderful work that you're going to be putting out there. And I'm really confident and proud to call you one of my new friends. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, new friends. Yes.
In the new year. Yay.
Yes. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How now, it's my favorite time of the show. It is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the lovely guest you had tonight. Her spirit, you know, resounds upon us here at Oni Dynasty. A lot of great shows because of the business aspect and teaching people to be better and not to be suit like Troop, right? Old songs right there, you know, B. Davis. I'm so suit. You know, one day I'm going to say Super.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We can't be souped with the world and what they want out of us. It's what we want out of them. The key is we take what we want. not what people give us. Understand that. That's the key. If we do that, glorious things will happen. Thank you to our guest tonight. And, of course, Dee Davis, congratulations on 1 year here at Orny Dynasty. And some folks didn't make 1 year. You know, some folks, you know, came on and, you know, was, you know, the bliss of wind. But you have stayed steadfast. You know, honor and salutation to your husband, who is part of the team, right? And, you know, supports you on a constant basis. I'm proud of him and you together being triumphant, loving, and showing what a real couple should be and what it's all about. I'm proud of you tonight. Congratulations and celebratory salutations to your wonderful anniversary tonight in O&E and tomorrow night on these O&E stations. We come back on with Pastor Kevin Perry, and the work is done. And that's one of E. Davis' favorite shows, right? 9:30
Oh, yeah.
Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertised to O&E, which is Ola Deli and goes in the prosecution, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and go to primetime one at damon.com. We're in Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ngozi and Trinity and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malou and Ngozi on Facebook, as well as our business page, Strictly Business, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli and Ngozi for my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing the Shrine for the Hall of Fame. Ola Deli and Malou Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Shout out to our soldiers and sailors. I say it every single night. The night when you agree, they have a job to do. We're thankful for them on a constant basis. Now, E. Davis, you have 1 minute. In 72 seconds, I'm just kidding. 1 minute and 32 seconds of the program.
Well, thank you so much. Again, thank you again for the opportunity. I'm glad to celebrate 1 year with you. I would not want to celebrate it with anyone else. You put me up out there. You encouraged me. You helped me to shine. And I'm not shining by myself. I'm shining with all the hosts of O&E Dynasty, Beverly Nation. You helped me just with the concept of this show. It forced me to level up, to think more of a business mind, to have more motivation, to even what I didn't feel like getting up out of bed to get to work. Just knowing that I have a show and I have to be accountable for even the things, for even the information I'm putting out there. So, again, I thank you. Thank you to our lovely guests. I definitely appreciate the advice because, again, that even forced me to level up even higher. So definitely just follow both of us, all three of us on Facebook, Sharon Yvette Thompson, O&E Dynasty Beverly Nation, of course, me, E. Davis, and we will see you next month.